KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
Look at where we are, straight up at 8 o'clock, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you with us. Right now, going on currently each and every weekend is the Sawdust Art Festival's Winter Fantasy. Winter Fantasy is bringing to you the Artist Corner. And the Artist Corner this morning, we welcome Heather Reichard. Heather Reichard is a mixed media artist and an assemblage artist. What exactly is an assemblage artist? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Great conversation for the last 15 minutes. I wish we could have taped it and put it on right now. What is an assemblage artist?
You basically take something that was something else before and create into something else. One time I took a cat. I made a cat out of a...
Out of a dog.
a paint scraper. And I forget what the other part was. But you basically take things you find and build them into something else.
Okay. That sounds fascinating. And as I looked at your art, as I saw pictures of your art, really, really cool.
Thank you.
And that, if that's not enough, she walked in this morning with a gift of the coolest piece of art I've seen, and I want to put it on our tree down it. I'm afraid it would get snatched if I put it on our tree there at Sawdust. It's a really cool piece. Thank you for that, by
You're
the
welcome.
Way. And so that is essentially what we're looking at you doing.
Yes.
Okay, what do you find is, where did you get this ability to see art, first of all, to see pieces of metal and odd things in their form as art?
Well, I guess it started out with affordability.
Okay.
So I'm cheap.
That's funny. You're never at the meetings. I'm cheap too.
But you know, making art's expensive. Canvases are expensive. Paint is expensive. And at the time, I wanted to create art as economically efficient as possible.
Right.
Plus, I love vintage. So I've always loved vintage. And I grew up, my parents made crafts and art out of recycled materials. So I was always around stacks of metal or old wood or tools. So.
Right.
It just, I don't know.
Okay.
It evolved.
Right. And then you were brought up in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Hello to all the Billy Joel fans out there, by the way. We have a ton of Pennsylvania listeners.
Yeah.
We really do. So
I grew up in the Lehigh Valley, so near Fogelsville and Kutztown and, you know,
right. Words
that nobody uses out here.
So let me ask you this. Do you see a difference in the scraps that you found in Allentown as opposed to the scraps that you find here?
Yeah, the price tag is a lot more.
No, really?
But yeah, when I lived near Baltimore, they would rip down 200-year-old, row homes, and I could go get this beautiful 200-year-old wood for, you know, $5-6 a foot. And then when I moved out here, I went out to L.A., and yeah, I didn't buy anything.
A little out of my league here.
A little out of my league. I've been lucky. I have a friend who finds me vintage stuff. She has a warehouse. She has a little business called Bungalow Biz, and she'll help me find and, you know, get good deals and good prices, but it's a little bit more expensive out here.
Right. And much like the gift that you brought in this morning, a lot of your art lives in little tiny pieces, right?
Yeah. The smaller, the better. I have a scroll saw I use, and I love it. And I'll cut little campers and VW buses the size of my thumbnail.
Right.
And I just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like the little pieces. I just started making them. And they seem to be, at least Sawdust, by far the most popular pieces I've done.
Well, yeah. I guess that your opening weekend at Sawdust, you went through the roof. Sales were insane.
It was very... It was crazy. This weekend I did well too, but last Saturday, the best part was I had actually had artists call me, Sawdust artist. And the one woman's been there like 38 years and she just wanted to tell me how wonderful she thought my work was. And that like brought tears to my eyes. It was the most amazing compliment.
Right. Well, I'm going to actually, I'll post it on the KXFM website. I'll post it on all our social media, what you brought in today, because it is quite amazing. First of all, in its scope, in the size of it, and the detail in the size of it. And also, right now, if a listener's listening and they want to go check it out, what's your website that they can check out?
So I'm only really on Instagram, and it's at Art Dragonfly.
Okay.
That's the best place. I'm not tech savvy at all. I should have a website. I'm not a fan of Facebook, so I don't really put anything on Facebook, but I like Instagram, so that's the best place to
I'm not a fan of Facebook either. I'm really not. I used to love it with pictures of my food and pictures, you know, cool stuff and, you know, sunsets and stuff. It just went somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you're at Winter Fantasy. Will you be at the Summer Festival?
So I guess for guest artists, they're putting applications out in the next couple weeks, and I asked them that I really like to apply. So I don't know how they pick, if it's just, you know, they pull names out of a hat and that's how you get in. But that would be a dream of mine to be able to do the summer festival.
If it is pulling out of a hat, I'd like to donate one of my hats. You know, it's the least I could do, really. So as you were telling me off air here, you don't like an awful lot of attention. You're not you're not an attention hound, as some people are. But you also have this sense of you can't believe people are buying this magnificent artwork.
No, I just, you know, it's not that it comes easy to me because, you know, I keep trying to make it better and better. I'd rather be in the back, you know, and, you know, I like that my kids would get attention or my husband gets attention or my art gets attention. But really, if I could just stay at home.
Make the art and have somebody else push it for you.
Yeah, I want a Milli Vanilli it. If I can get some cute, young, hipstery girl to go sell my work, I'd be happy in my sweatpants at home working.
So. I'd like to Milli Vanilli it. That's the best line I've heard in a long time. That's really good. So your painting, you had a painting teacher who made a huge impact on your life.
She did. She was nuts.
Okay.
She was fabulous.
Tell me about the nuts part first.
She looked like a, and this is nothing against crazy cat people, because eventually I probably will be. She kind of looked
get
like
ready,
that.
Get ready, crazy cat people.
You know, she came in with these like sweatpants and like she didn't care, but then she would have these huge, massive, dangly earrings on, and the lesson she taught, she was amazing, and I should see if she still works at the Baum Art School in Allentown, Pennsylvania. But she was basically, she's the one who taught me, you know, color theory and all that stuff.
And some of the most creative people are bat.
We
crazy,
are.
You know, no, bat nuts crazy, you know, some of that. So, yeah, I can understand.
Yeah, she was
the
wonderful.
Correlation. Right on. And here, as we move forward, what are you working on right now? Is there a piece that you're working on that's taking you a while?
No, I would like to do, so I did the teeny tiny scenes that can fit in your hands. And then I had done a big one in a window for another show. And I've been wanting to do one for Sawdust. So I want to try to start doing something like that, either a big beach scene or a big Christmas scene. So it's all 3D like all my other work, but it's just, you know, so many more details.
Right.
So
as we were rolling into the Alice in Chains song there, you said something about the music you listen to when you're working, and that what is it about the music you listen to? Tell us.
I don't know. So my art's very happy and lighthearted, but I like angry music. So I'll listen to, you know, Rage Against the Machine or any 90s grunge or, as my son calls it, neckbeard music, like horn and stuff. And it's very zen for me. So if I'm on my scroll saw, that is what I'm doing. Now, I'm also listening to Christmas music when I'm sitting and painting, you know, but... Yeah, that's just very calming for me.
I love the combination of how cool the artwork is, how peaceful and happy the artwork is, and how angry the music is you listen to. I think that's what I saw in like a Die Hard movie when they were building a bomb. You know, I think that's what the terrorist does when he's building the bomb. He's listening to Rage Against the Machine or something. All right, so what's your day like? You said you have kids. What's your day like?
I do. They're grown. My son's 19, so he graduated last year, and my daughter's a freshman. So, you know, I get up. I had said to you, I get up at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to work. I like that quiet time. And then, like today, I made my daughter lunch, and I usually make her breakfast, and she goes to school, and I go for a run, and then I come back and I, you know, work.
Right.
So
3 in the morning is the best time. It's just
quiet.
There's nobody else around. It is quiet. It's a perfect time to work.
You don't have to worry about anybody else. It's just me and the dog and the cat.
You start pumping the coffee right around then.
Yeah. I have to have a cup before I start.
All right.
And then I'll have like 4 more.
So your Instagram page you've given us, where at the Winter Fantasy, where is your booth? Where can we find you?
So when you go in the front gate, if you make a right and you go past the cute little, they have that petting zoo right now.
Yes.
And there's the food stand right there. I'm the wall that's directly across from the food stand.
Okay. Good spot for you?
It's a great spot. You can see it from the one gate. When you peek through.
Oh.
I saw the spot. I almost like fell over. I'm like, this is amazing.
Very cool.
It's not hidden or anything.
Very cool. And yeah, so we may have a project for you. And as I mentioned earlier, it's going to be a fun one. And if in fact we can make it happen, I'll let the listeners know as well.
Yes.
Her name is Heather Reichard, and she's an artist at Sawdust Festival's Winter Fantasy. Check her out. Do you have a booth number?
It's GWA.
GWA.
It sounds like a rap name.
It does. GWA.
every time I write it on the card, I'm like, this is just...
She's GWA. Girls with Attitude. That's what it is. GWA. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, too. It was a lot of fun.
Isn't it a blast? All right, so I'm going to send you out with a song. So since you like the 90s, late 80s, 90s stuff that we talked about, let's send you out with a song. I had this planned for later, but we'll play it now.
Okay.
Little hair band music for you. 8:10 the time. Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show.